and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, the Church celebrates Good Friday, the Passion of our Lord. And from Germany, we hear from Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz, a Dominican sister of Ehrenberg. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta, and her preaching today is entitled, Things and Hopes Come to an End.
The Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. After this, aware that everything was now finished, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled, Jesus said, I thirst. There was a vessel filled with common wine. So they put a sponge soaked in wine on a sprig of hyssop and put it up to his mouth. When Jesus had taken the wine, he said, It is finished. And bowing his head, he handed over the spirit. Now, since it was preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath day of that week was solemn one, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken and that they be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first, and then of the other one who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs, but one soldier thrust his lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. An eyewitness has testified, and his testimony is true. He knows that he is speaking the truth, so that you also may come to believe. For this happened so that the scripture passage might be fulfilled, that the bone of it will be broken. And again, another passage says, They will look upon him whom they have pierced. After this, Joseph of Arimathea, secretly a disciple of Jesus for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate if he could remove the body of Jesus. And Pilate permitted it. So he came and took his body. Nicodemus, the one who had first come to him at night, also came bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, weighing about 100 pounds. They took the body of Jesus and bound it with burial cloths along with the spices, according to the Jewish burial custom. Now, in the place where he had been crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb, in which no one had yet been buried. So they laid Jesus there because of the Jewish preparation day, for the tomb was close by. They took the body of Jesus and laid him in the tomb. He is dead, and with him all the hope of his friends, the hope of all the people who thought that this one is the real Messiah. But today we can see that things and hopes come to an end. As it is in our personal lives, things and hopes come to an end too. I guess we all experience times and situations where there's something like a death. A relationship or a friendship comes to an end. It might fade out because things and situations unfold differently, or it terminates with a clear point, a final argumentation, one is leaving, the last word has been spoken. Similar situations occur on the job. One might get dismissed or notices that this job does no longer fit, and the question pops up, and what now? Or my own life comes to an end. I have to notice and to acknowledge I am old now. I can't live by my own any longer. I need help. There's this diagnosis and I know there's no chance for healing. I know that my life will terminate soon. Hopes and life plans come to an end, whether I want to or not, as it was with Jesus' life. It came to an end. And even though he knew that it was necessary, there was this part that he was afraid, that he was crying, that he asked for another way. But there was no alternative, no other path to go, as it is for us today. At one or another point, there is no alternative left. And, in my opinion, this Good Friday is a good day to stop searching, asking and longing for something else but to pause and lament. Even though we are so powerful, there are so many things we can't change or we can't do anything about them. Not only when it comes to the big wheels in the world, but in our daily lives too. And often it is hard to accept these endings that I don't want, expect or asked for. So if you have the opportunity today, go to the cross, visit the tomb, take your time to grieve, to lament and to show the Lord what you are sad about. He will be there for you and with you because he experienced the same. Even though we all know how the story goes on and that there is hope and a new life, as all the flowers come back right now after winter, it is okay to be calm today. It is not necessary to brush it all off with a smile. Life needs time to rest, to heal, to collect new energy. Tears are okay, and you are not the only one who is sad today. There are Jesus' friends, his mother, and all the others who see their hope dying. If there is something you have to let go, there are others to accompany you on that journey. At least the Lord, who let go of himself for you and everybody.